Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. On the phone today, I'm joined by Adrian Horton, director from Tadcaster Hospitality. As an owner of several F&B venues, they made a decision to keep staff on full salary despite the impact of COVID-19. We find out why and the how of it. Adrian, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me back.
It's our pleasure. It's interesting. I think this is the first time we're actually talking about straight F&B business here as opposed to, you know, sustainability and things like that, which is what we've talked about in the past.
Yeah, that's correct. We've always focused on how to make the world a better place. And quite frankly, I don't think we're a million miles away from having that conversation this afternoon.
This is true. I mean, I actually was quite enamored by your story. And before we get into that part of the story, perhaps what you need to do is set the table for us and tell us who Tadcaster Hospitality is, what all the various outlets are in the group. Tell us everything about the company.
Well, Tadcaster was started about 10 years ago. Our chairman is actually from a place in Leeds called Tadcaster. We are the parent company for three F&B venues in the Philippines, in Cebu, three in F&B venues in Australia, and six here in Singapore. Bolly Malone's, Bull & Burr, The Exchange in Asia Square, Cafe Melba at Mediapolis, Cafe Melba at Goodman Arts Centre, and of course, BQ Bar on the front of Boat Quay down here.
Okay, so that means with the six outlets in Singapore, you actually have quite a few staff.
We do, we do. We have a lot of staff, a lot of great staff.
And you wanted to protect them. So first, again, now most of us have got our favourite bars, favourite restaurants, and most of us have not been able to go to them because of circuit breaker, because of COVID-19. But how has business for Tadcaster Hospitality been impacted by COVID-19?
Well, we've had a great effect on our business. We had to stop all service in all of our venues at the start of the circuit break. But we also were affected before that as well. There was the social distancing measures came in. And that didn't just affect the fact that we have less tables and less chairs, but there was less people working in the area as well. If you think, four of our venues are within the CBD. And there was a lot of companies that were, half of the staff had worked from home 1 week and half the next week. So straight away, there's 50% of our trade has gone. And then when you add in the fact that the tourists were no longer landing in Singapore, as you can imagine, massive drop in revenue across the group there.
And you still have your pretty high overheads because you've got your rents and you've got your lots and lots of staff.
Yeah, we do. Despite the fact that over the last 4 or 5 years, maybe even further, the government have tried to encourage us with grants to reduce the amount that we rely on the labour force, because, the labour market is tough in Singapore. You think that most people that get into food and beverage are normally around, 17, 18 years old. Well, I lose 50% of my employment pool straight away due to national service. Mm-hmm. So it's always been tough getting staff. So you try and do the best you can to be as effective as you can be with the guys. But, at the end of the day, it's food and beverage. You need to welcome people when they arrive. You need to give them decent service. You need to give them a fond farewell. You've got our people to prepare your food, to prepare your drinks. Yeah, and there's a lot that goes on behind that the average guest doesn't see. So it's the hardworking staff in head office making sure that we all get paid on time.
And it is a pretty front-facing business, but unfortunately, because you say it is a tight labour force, they might go if somebody offers them $100 more, because that's a valuable $100 to them.
Of course it is. It's $100 to people that have higher positions. It may not seem a lot of money, but to a lot of the guys, it is a lot of money.
Yeah.
The annoying thing for it really is if somebody does get their head turned by $50, $100, and they just quit and don't come back instead of just sitting down and talking to us. A lot of the time, you know, we can resolve any issues that they have, and we move on together.
Right. OK, we're speaking with Adrian Horton, director from Tadcast Hospitality. Now, COVID-19 is unprecedented on so many levels. It's impacted businesses across every sector. But in the F&B industry, where there is high turnover and there is a pretty tight labour crunch, you still kept your staff at full salary. First, tell us why, then tell us how.
Well, we've always tried to put the staff first. Most of the guys in our team are young parents. You know, they've got obligations that need to be met. Because we try and engage with the staff, we have managed to keep them, I would say, longer than most F&B venues have been able to keep the staff, whether that's through bonuses or incentives or just having a bit of a laugh and a joke with them, helping them when they need our help. You know, they've been with us for years now. They've worked very hard for us over the years. So really, it's time for us to step up and help them.
OK, that explains the why. Tell us how you did it.
That's obviously the tougher question. You know, there was a lot of number crunching, a lot of hearts to hearts. Basically, myself and the other director, Casey, we met with the chairman of the company, John Hatherley. And we basically agreed that the three of us would take a 50% pay cut. We asked the senior managers to take around a 15% pay cut, which allowed us to save money straight away. Obviously, the government paying 75% up to the $4,600 a month for each Singaporean or PR helped as well. And I think just the fact that we've been in a position in the past where we've managed to put some money away for a rainy day allowed us to make that decision. Again, we just had to. So we thrashed it out and we found a way.
So you basically, first and foremost, came to the decision to do it, and then you had to figure out how you were going to do it.
Yeah, we sort of reverse engineered it. we had a moral obligation, first and foremost. We have to go and look at these guys in the eye and speak to them. And, you know, we've always said we're not just your bosses, we're your friends. Well, you know, friends help each other out. So, yeah, we made that moral decision first, and then we had to get the calculators out.
Okay, so you basically put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah, well, you have to, right? You've got to walk the walk and talk the talk. There's no point. I mean, think about the guests as well. You know, the guests are going to be looking at us after this. Everyone's going to be judged after this. What did you do during COVID-19? Well, I'm hoping by the end of this, we can hold our heads high and say we did the right thing.
Well, I'm sure the staff already think that. Was it unanimous, the decision to do this amongst...
Yes.
Okay, well, see, that was easy.
Yeah.
The hard part with the calculators.
Well, we've got a good team. You know, you surround yourself by good people. That's what I always say. And it wasn't very hard getting everyone to agree. It was just an instantaneous, right, let's go ahead with this.
All right. Well, I hope that that part of the story inspires some other businesses to relook at what their hiring and firing policies will be moving forward, especially after circuit breaker lifts. We're speaking with Adrian Horton, director from Tadcast Hospitality. What has your outlets been doing during circuit breaker? Did you just basically close, or were you still doing takeaways and deliveries?
Well, we closed at first. We wanted to be seen to do the right thing, not just in terms of our staff, but, you know, the government asked everyone to step up by staying home. So that's what we did. We then took the government's advice and the advice that came through the government by healthcare professionals about how we could open and which venues could operate in what way. For example, when we opened Cafe Melba at Goodman, but that's only for deliveries because no one's allowed into the actual complex of Goodman Arts Centre. We've recently opened up the other five venues for takeaway.
Mm-hmm.
So you could go down to Molly's now or BQ Bar or Bull and Bird in the CBD and take your food away because it's a lot more accessible. Same as the exchange, because we have managed to partnership with a new delivery company, which aren't charging excessive commissions, then we've been able to offer delivery from both the Cafe Melbourne and the exchange now as well. So, yeah, it's made us rethink how we do our business. It's put us in an area we're not comfortable with. There's nothing wrong with that as long as you react to it and react to it positively. You know, we started A and B teams before this circuit breaker started, especially in the office. We staggered our shifts for our employees. We got the thermometers. We got the sanitizer in stock. You know, we tried to get ahead of the curve, if you like. So we were prepared for all of this before it actually happened.
Now, in recent weeks, or even before that, we've seen some F&B businesses basically throw in the towel. I'll tell you for a fact that when I read that Modesto's announced that they would be ceasing operation, that actually made me feel pretty bad because so many special events I'd spent there. So how do you see the F&B sector surviving and recovering through the rest of the year?
Well, Modesto's was a big shock for me as well. It's quite a personal thing as well.
My
wife actually used to work in Modesto's, and we had our high tea wedding reception there 20 years ago.
Oh, dear.
But, you know, it's a well-known name in Singapore. And when you hear, like, places like that closing down, it really does bring the situation home. Unfortunately, I think we're going to see a few more venues like them closing down before the end of the year. The next budget from the government is going to have a massive say in what happens to the future of F&B establishments. I mentioned earlier that they're paying 75% of salaries up to a limit, $4,600 a month,
mm-hmm.
while we're closed. Will that continue if they allow us to open with social distancing measures? Will those social distancing measures be the same ones that were in place just before the circuit breaker? How are the landlords working with their tenants? We've been extremely lucky that we have a good relationship with our landlords. We've been in our venues for a number of years. We always try and sign long-term leases, which I admit is not the norm in Singapore. But unless you're going to get help with your staff from the government, unless you're going to get help from your landlords, I think we'll see quite a few big marquee names either closing down or closing down some of their venues.
Right. Now, nothing has proven the old adage, we're all in this together, more than COVID-19. So what advice do you have? Words of encouragement, maybe, for fellow F&B operators who may not be as healthy as Tadcaster Hospitality is at this point?
I would say don't try and look for any shortcuts. You know, trying to cram people into your venues when we reopen is not the thing to do. We could end up having another circuit break, and nobody wants that to happen. Engage with your staff. You know, obviously try and retain as many as you can. What you don't want to do is come out of this with no manpower and a shattered reputation. Speak to the landlords, try and meet them face-to-face. We've found that when we meet them face-to-face rather than an email or a phone call, you tend to get a better response as you can really get your point of view across. And I mean, my chairman always says, and he was told it once, it's always better to look them in the eye. And
that's because you're old, Adrian.
I didn't say it, my chairman said it.
Well, he's not young either.
Yeah, okay, he's listening to this. You're in trouble. Look, what we'll say is we've never been in this position in our lifetime. But there is some light at the end of the tunnel. If we all act responsibly together, we're going to beat this. And we'll come out the other side, and dare I say, we'll come out the other side a little bit stronger.
Right. And it doesn't hurt to ask for help. I mean, if a young F&B owner reaches out to you after this interview and asks for help privately, you would give them that time, wouldn't you?
Of course. Look, I've already had some of my friends in the industry give me a call and, ask what the situation is. You know, I was on quite a lot of Zoom chats yesterday with friends. And, you know, the first question is, you know, how's the business going? How's it affecting you? You've got to help each other out. I mean, this F&B community, it's a big community. You know, we hire a lot of people. We're responsible for hiring a lot of people in Singapore. And a lot of us, even though it's a big community, it's a tight-knit community. A lot of people know each other. And I think we're more than happy to help each other. I certainly am.
All right, that's a lovely note to end this interview on. We've been speaking with Adrian Horton, director from Tadcast Hospitality on The Soul of Business. Adrian, thank you very much for your time today. And again, happy belated birthday.
Thank you very much. Is it time for the traffic and weather, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Excellent. Have a fantastic time. Thanks for having me back.
Always a pleasure to have you. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.